A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the problem of vendors in the country's CBDs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Position with regards the movement of informal traders from the pavements of the streets of Mtare. Surely there's need for orderliness and for people to trade peacefully following the bylaws of the city of municipalities.
So we can recommend a party servant. I was a little bit
Asina mzigo rikuitika ipapa, atiri papa njubo kuba last year, atina kupiwa makazi e vendor. Isusu tiripa, atina makazi. Vashoma nana wane makazi, vashoma nana wane makazi. Makazi haya, ane mamwe wa shantwe kanzuru, ane mamwe wa novema primaketi novema bero, ane hamaza wanesha mwariza wapa banzi pakwana. Ipo pasina kukwana, parukunzi paka kwana mumepo, nukutipu nakabata kazi, harukumba kwa kano, harukumba. Vendor ripa ground, harina kazi.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the problem of vendors in the country's cities and towns.
Vendors, let me say, dozens of vendors have been arrested in Harare, while others have been injured in skirmishes between the Harare Municipal Police and street traders. In Mutare today, there were also clashes between the council police and vendors. The vendors are refusing to move from the central business district to designated areas in the city.
But local government minister Sevia Kasukuwere insisted there was no turning back on the government's directive to move vendors from the CBD. Harare City Council spokesperson Michael Chideme also said the council will not be deterred in its effort to clean up the central business district.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, unja loke foit.
Onguka hamadza diwa nasi tauti tinge tichi taura neze matambudziko akasangana ne madoroba panyaya vanhu vari kutengesa mumigwagwa. Vakawanda vevanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa vari kuti ivo hapana chekuita nekuti zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro vakasatengesa zvinhu aiwa vanenge voyaura nenzara. Asi nekune rimwe divi vanotungamira maguta kana kuti makanzuru vari kutiwo aiwa vanhu vanofarira kuti vaende kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuti zvinhu mudhorobha hazvisina kumira zvakanaka. Hapasina kana pekuisa tsoka nenyaya yavanhu vanenge vachitengesera zvinhu mugwagwa. Vezvitoro vamwewo vari kuchema chema kuti vanhu vacho vari kutengesawo zvinhu zvavanenge vachitengesa ivo muzvitoro, zvinozoita kuti ivo vatadze kunge vachibhadharawo mari dzemitero. Idambudziko rakakura rinoda kuti nyika iise musoro pamwe chete kuti paonekwe kuti poitwa sei. Gibbs.
Yebambe zvirukandaba lingalichona njani. Ye, udaba sikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ke sikhuluma khona kuke ngalabo abathengisa ezitaladini. Bathengisa nje ezitaladini ukhanya kulo dubo eZimbabwe ngoba imisebenzi ayikho, amakampani amaningi seyavalwa. Ye, sizwile ke ukuthi eHarare bekulokugijimisana okuthize phakathi kwama-vendors kube sokubuya ke la mapolisa kamunicipala. Kuzobuya njalo eMtare kwenzakele lamhla lakho kade kulokugijimisana khona okumangalisayo. kodwa ke ongani ngihlukumeza kakhulu abathengisayo laba ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bayakhitshwa behanjwe sendaweni abathi akuhambelani lokuthi ungathenga abantu. Sizwile njalo ke umnumzana uSevia Kasukwere blessing nje ukuthi kwakho ekhuluma esithi vele akubuyele emuva emva phambili madoda emva ngenkani. So ke uthi noma kanjani kumele kulungiswe lokho. Kodwa ke siyazo abathengisayo bathi lokuyahlupa lokho.
Of course, for this first 5 to 10 minutes, we want to talk to the mayor of Mutare, Councillor Tatenda Namarare, and also Promise Mukwananzi, Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization Director. We'll quickly talk to these guys, Gib, so that we can bring in other guests because they can just give us a feel of what is on the ground. Let's start with you, Councillor Namarare. Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Right, Councillor, tell us, give us an update of what is happening there right now.
So, thank you very much, Gibbs. Today in Mutare, we managed to relocate the vendors to the designated places without any skirmishes or violence between the vendors and the Ministry of Police.
But we heard in our report that some vendors, hello, yes, Councillor Namarare, but some vendors are saying they are not happy that they are being moved before you have fully completed the new site. What is happening at the new site?
Basically, what is happening at the new site is that when we did our own manual recording of the number of vendors within the city, there were certain few disgruntled vendors who refused to be registered by the local authority. So when they allocated the tables to those who were registered, those who refused were coming now today saying that they need the places to use for their market. So basically what they're doing by the end of this week, we would have completed everything. Then everyone will be allocated to his table.
Thank you so much. I think Gibbs, you also have Mr. Mkwananzi.
Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, good evening and welcome to the program. Yes, tell us, what is the situation like in Harare?
Well, the situation in Harare is a restless one. There are continuous running battles between the vendors and the municipal police, which, as you know, culminated in the arrest of the leadership of the vendors association, the National Vendors Association of Zimbabwe. The vendors continue to flock back into the city center. As far as they are concerned, it is business as usual. Because of the obvious things that we have been articulating on this platform, which includes the need for government to create alternative sources of livelihood, as well as for government to really come and create a dialoguing platform. I heard you talking about Minister Kasukwere, and our message to him is very clear. There is no alternative to dialogue. There is no alternative to inclusion, and there is no alternative to consultation.
What do you want to say about the situation? So he's emphasizing the need for dialogue.
Rigaiti dzoke kwamuri mayor Namarare tichitaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu iko kwaMutare. Mati mipane nhamba yamanga muinayo yevanhu vanga vakanyoresa vanosvika vangani vari vaMutare?
Above 450 vendors that we registered.
Ko vamwe vanga vasina kunyoreswa vacho vachaita sei vamuri kuti ndivo vamwe vacho vari kuramba kubuda?
We had the meeting with them today, and we agreed with them that they need to move to the designated place. And they moved to the designated place, and our housing officers were now busy with them registering them. There is enough space for them to be allocated.
Saka, iko kwa mtare uko, where exactly are you relocating them to?
What we did, we removed the vendors from the pavement of the buyer's shops within the city, and we relocated them to two major areas. One is for fruit and vegetables, and the other one is catering for those who be selling clothes with the other non-food items. These two areas, they are just less than 100 meters from the CBD area.
Okay. We hope some cities will emulate that. Gibbs, katipotra mwemterere watina vachigodora. Makadi vachigodora?
Makadi vachigodora wangu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipe upfungwa dzenyu po itwa sei pa dambu zikuriripo.
Matambu zikuriripo. Kuno wado disunguru zaukura. Zaro zaro tasha zikita ni batu rubiru zamiru.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachigodora asi iro dambudziko revanhu vacho vari kutengesawo zvinhu kuchitungwiza rakamira sei?
Vanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu kunzira baba. Last week mutaun umu ndo makarohwa vanhu nemo vandinotofambidza nevaya vatinoita pakazofoo hama yake mushure mekushungurudzwa nemapurisa nekuti chidambudziko raari kuita kuti vanhu vavese vangofunge kutengesemabanda chaunesa nezvimirod macho hamuchatofambidzi ozvesina wangochedza mbichana mugu utotamira matomato emunhu mutsakwetaundi nemusika hapasisina asi kuti kuda kwevanhu nekuti nhee ukapinda mutaundika munhu anotonge motikari inotozeka matomato emunhu arotengesa munzira nekuti vanhu vakunotambira vanhu ikoko ndokwekutengesera kutaundi kunotenderera vanhu ikoko zvichizonesa nezvokuti nasitaimai mugabe wakabuda achiti munhu nhizinazekena wakatopa vanhu zvimatende kuti tenge kamada mutaundi asi zvinezvi taakuona vakupandika futi ndonyakupa mavhenda kuvahedhe kutengesa nezvavako vapandikira mavhenda aya vacharowa zvakare mutaundi imomo vachivasungurudza zvoziva kuti uori hwacho hwanyanya vekanzuro vanouya havachanyori parisiti mwanouya otorera vhenda ya $2 vanhu aya mari yavari kutengesaka porofiti yapamwe chizitokenzi pazuva asi vanosvika mupurisa wezetarapi hatiazimusakwemupurisa wezetarapi nevekanzuro nechi vekanzuro yachigumawo mari mavhenda achiita korapushoni vezetarapi anoya achigumawo mari achiita korapushoni saka mavhenda haasisina zororo ndapasisina kuti vanozivaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa Pakanaka uko kana muchikwanisa kutuya muro wakumhiri kuko vanhu vatambura kuno mukuita.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, you heard Mr. Chikodora is saying that he's sick and tired of being sick and tired of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying there's need for fresh ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying in Chitungwiza, where he stays, there's no difference between the CBD and a vegetable market because the CBD is flooded with people who are selling their vegetables and other ways. And he's saying now it's the drivers who will be trying to avoid the vendors. That's how problematic the situation is. And he's saying you can't blame the vendors. You know, the people are unemployed, and you know, it's a desperate situation.
We just got a message from Mr. Nkosinat Mangena, who sent us a Facebook message, and he said, can you please call me right now? I'm in Shabani. I think we'll give this number to our producer.
Yes.
Then I've got another message from Sakile Lili Ene, who says, Kabayegele abantu bazithengisele shua lapa babochelwa ukuziphilisa. So what she's saying is that let the people sell whatever they want because they're trying to make a living. Then we've got Mokwena Daniels, who says that's the only way those people survive, because the government has failed to create jobs for them as it promised during political campaigns in 2013. And then maybe we can go to our two gentlemen, Mr. Namarare.
Yes, for their last words.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Gibson.
Okay, Mr. Namarare, your last word on this issue, you know. Where do you think the government is going with this kind of, you know, relocation exercise?
Well, the approach made out, speak on perspective, regarding Mutare, they can say. You know, but the speak of Mutare, we were a bit in front of the government with this exercise. We started to engage our vendors using our communications department some months back. And when we were given the ultimatum by the government, we couldn't meet their demands because we had already planned something with our vendors. That is the reason why today the exercise did not involve any skinship of violence, because we had literally agreed with our vendors. But as a general comment on where the government is going on the issue of the vendors, it is very difficult now. The situation is about that each and everyone is now a vendor, including myself. I am also a vendor. So for us to have a nation of vendors, it's going to be difficult for us to reduce our economy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mayor Tatenda Namarare of Mutare, for joining us this evening and just giving us a quick update of what is happening in the Eastern Highlands. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs?
Yes, we were Baba Mkwananzi. You walked in on what you need to get in the house.
Ngizambe ukuthola ukuthi uhulumende yakhulumisa nabantu bakhe. Asifuna uhulumende ophongubhudluza nje. Kakhulumisa nabantu bakhe, abone ukuthi inhlupheko ezihlangana nabantu yiziphi. Alungisise ndawonye lo kansili lozulu lamavimbi.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa kakhulu, sibonge ukuthi usijoyine namhlanje. Namhla ku Studio 7, eh?
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Yeah. So he's saying the government should actually engage vendors, you know, so that maybe there could be some constructive engagement. And then that's the way to, you know, map something that is strategic, you know, for the future.
Yes, I think we also now have Mr. Tabang Nare, coordinator, Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Association. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure.
Now, Mr. Nare, there are these reports from Mutare, Chitungwiza, Harare, Chinoi, Karoi, of these running battles between municipal police and the vendors. What is the best way forward? What can be done to make sure that there is a win-win situation for everyone?
I think as previous contributors have alluded, government through the Ministry of Local Government and the Ministry of Small, Medium Enterprises and the local authorities and the vendors associations need to come to a round table where we can actually agree on what is practical in the short term, in the medium term, and in the long term. The use of strong hand tactics will not help, because vending and informal trading are ways by which residents in the different cities are trying to improve their lives and ensure that they sustain their livelihoods given the difficult economic conditions that we face.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Poke kungenziwa njani khona ukuxa usukangela baba nari kubanjwe njani ngoba lapha sikhuluma ngeqande ngani selibolile yabo.
Siyethaba lomhlangano wama vendors wabakhona abavele small medium enterprises ezinamavendors last week eHarare. Kwaso kuthi ukuthi okufunakalayo is a workable relationship. Kumele iministry ye local government ihloniphe ama local authorities njalo ibanike amandla eneleyo ukuthi benze abangakwenza in their local authority. Obviously kule challenge ukuthi eHarare, iHarare capital city iduza nohulumende and kwesi sikhathi uhulumende ufisa ukuthi izinto zenziwe ngendlela ethile ngenxa yokuthi useduze leHarare. Kwamanye amadolobho kwesi sikhathi la madolobho alethuba elingcono lokuzenzela. So indaba ye-decentralization ukuthi yonke into yenziwe endaweni eyodwa ngenye iproblem. So i-constitution entsha iyanika ama-local authorities amandla okuthi enze i-local economic planning, local economic development, bezenzele even be-attract ama-investors ukuthi kube labantu abasuke emazweni besithi mina imali yami ngizayifaka eHarare, mina imali yami ngizayifaka koBulawayo then eMtare, you know. So kumele sinike izabelo omeya namakhansili amandla okuthi belethe inguquko emadolobheni awo.
I think you're coming out to the point that maybe most people are missing, you know. He's saying that you know the constitution gives you know local authorities the right to do whatever they want in terms of bringing in investment. They can do you know things that are you know relevant to their situations, like maybe attracting investment from Germany, from Canada, whatever, you know, using their own mayors, using their own structures, and that is part of the devolution process. So he says if this is done, then local economies can actually grow.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Hello there, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great, fine. And thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, this problem of vendors, I've also been following your posts on Facebook. You have been posting a lot and writing a lot about these issues. What is the way forward? What can be done to make sure that everyone is happy at the end of the day, the councils, the government, and the vendors?
Well, look, Kevin, it's no longer possible to make everybody happy because this was left too long. You know, the pervasive, you know, mentality of lawlessness in this country, in Harare, the seed of lawlessness that was planted by ZANU-PF, has spread like a cancer. So, you know, when we are now talking about a sensible mechanism of integrated development, you, as the gentleman was saying, you now need to bring people together on the table, but there's so much hostility. I mean, the people like Stan Zorwada, these are very hostile and violent people. I mean, it's very difficult to negotiate with him when buying a SIM card with him, a phone card. So, but ZANU-PF created the problem of unemployment. And I do not see how you can solve unemployment by being in the street and violating authority laws. So, but as I say that, you know, there is still an opportunity for sensible integrated development. I think the city council of Harare is a local authority. They have laws that say you cannot buy and sell anyway. And I think it's unfortunate, really, that the vendors have chosen to go the route of, coercive intimidation. But I believe, really, that there's still an opportunity to sit down and make a plan for integrated development.
Thank you so much, and please do stay on the line. Regate to remove Terry, Vama Kuni Magadi Kuchuesho. Aiwa, in Indina, good say, go.
Aiwa, good guy.
Dambuziko, Ripoiri, Revan Vargu, Tengesam Guagom, Panga Gadris, we say, Simone Ring.
Sometimes the executive one, you are a repeated Dambuziko. Because even during the Rhodesian times, one line of Tenge, some of the island speaking town. But Dambuziko, Cairo, Rivipo, Ambivan, or Tenge, some roads, Dambuziko, Rivipo, and there are There is Utungamiri, the president of the company, has overstayed and has become a liability. That all damn Munye akato viswa. Akati nasa, nikati basa, mangwana mazenda ya mbu haoni. Saka, arisi dambu zikore mazenda. Utunga miri, waita overstay, and watole ela edhiliki. Even we zanu kie, chai varu kuzizia kuti dambu zikwa asu mazenda. Dambu zikwa utunga miri, wawo. Saka, kana mukida kugadzirisa nyaya munotanga nepayakatangira hamutangi nekumuse zamurikuedza kuita izvi kana zvitedza kuitwa kudimbura tsoka kuti ikwane musaizi yebhuti pane kunotenga pane kunotenga bhuti inokwana tsoka iyoyo.
Ok, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakudi
ndatenda.
Mr. Makudi uses a lot of, flowery language.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, these interesting imagery. And, he's saying what the government is trying to do now is like, you know, if you buy a shoe, you wear size 6, and you buy a size 4 shoe, instead of going to buy a new one, you cut off your feet to become size 4.
That's a solution to a problem that you never solve.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, yes.
So, what is Zuzeke Umnumzano Mangena, La Pau says Shawani? Iba Mangena, what's your name?
Hey,
Pili, I could watch and go up with Shawani.
Hi, I'm Shawani, I'm going to get
candle. Yes, so we are taking this up with Stalatin. Come back and go up.
I have a kitchen, there was a Wanyama Lugin, Mayama Town, Kota, Kali Terena Konega, Yakana City, which is a kitchen with our again, Vanatola Vataka, Vanataka, we are passing 25 kilos, so that I didn't have a lamp. The one of the food is just a 25 kilos. So I have a good food, I have a food, I have a food, I have a
ye wiyele lapo watu kuwa na sikarisi ngonko yetu kwa zeti siku zokutunga hamba hambi ube ndawonye ba
yebo
ye uteba nga vele beli pope kwa mpana mpana patatisa malini ye nizwa kani foni yako sikiliza mangena mangena foni yako sikiliza mpichani lapo sikarisi umekuona kuna po wiyele kuna mpana watu kuwa mwa chibiligi ye wiyele mpichana ye Unchele nga su ngizwa kuhle phela. Ye, tina bese nga nusu yasicatshela. So lezi phone emlonyeni bese usitshela ke ukuthi pho ke kuhamba njani kona.
Ye, ngithi apa ezinye ngakho ngisho kodwa siyathemisa ama sitara tikara bikhona.
Ehhe. Hayi, iphi phone yakho yahlupa mnumzana. So ngiyakucela futhi ukuthi uchede kancane kancane sibili ngoba ngazani iyakiliza sibili iyatshona angikwazi ukwenziwa kwini ya kodwa hayi sikuzwile kade ukukhuluma sibili pho uthi nxa kusiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni ngombono wakho
ngokuthi ukuya phambili kuzahlupha ngendaba yokuthi ngabe kwasiyisenisenye indawo phethe wenye endleleni okuya esibhedlela lapho kungela khona abantu manje kuyahlupha abantu bake bakuthenga khona baqala ukuthengisa baphenduka futhi etown athi sebegcine etown futhi athi
balihambisanini khona ngapha
bona sekulengapamase kube nyanga ezintathu wathi wahambise endleleni yebheru sukuzi abantu manje abantu bavuya babuthana kwakwathengiswa kodwa akula bantu kula bantu abalutshwane abaala futhi kubuthana futhi etown.
Ye, kutuwa ungapi ndawe angkona kwa msopero, kutuwa ungapi? Ya, okay, ayi siku zile mnumzala, kutu telefoni bisikiliza, kutuwa ungatino la kusaha suzuit. Sipo nika kulu, so lawe baba nko slati, kula ngapi butuwa na mbambe, siya pendu karatesi.
Mr. Nare and Mr. Ngoja, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live and go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. You also find the full show on our Facebook page anytime after the show. This is Blessing Zulu.
And we're also on YouTube. Don't forget, this is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.